Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Murtiza. Well, in the program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. The religion of Islam says you cannot actually be the start of a war. It is not permissible in Islam. And this religion says you cannot issue death sentences without any judicial hearing performed. So even this religion goes further and say that whoever kills a soul, unless for a soul or for corruption done in the land, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely. So here it means that the religion of Islam is a religion of peace, is not a religion of violence. You know, if someone, for instance, country, decide to attack us, we should defend our integrity. It means only defending war is allowed in the religion of Islam, and no Muslim can have his self-interpretation of Islamic obligations and instructions. So here I want to tell you very directly that the religion of peace, the religion of peace, the religion of peace, and that is Islam. And, you know, today we have many states following the warmongering policies. And if we look at Middle East, for instance, in particular, we have Israel's policy is probably the most barbaric example in the world. You know, this state attacks Palestinian civilians. And, you know, I believe that they must stop genocide against Palestinians. All understanding people should vigorously condemn Israeli attacks against these defenseless Palestinian civilians. And we have other examples as well. We have, for example, unfortunately, some of the Islamic countries, they're supporting terrorists and terrorism and radicalism, so they should stop. So here we can simply find out that the religion of Islam is the religion of peace, but those who are misusing it and those who are not acting according to the Islamic rules and regulations, this is their own problem. It's not a problem with the religion. So I'm telling you that the main objective of Islam and humanity is to eradicate falsehood, racism, barbaric behavior, genocide, and other atrocities. So here we can see that the religion of Islam is based upon such a strong ideology and beliefs. And those who are in war with this great religion, Islam, is actually the worst enemy of life and humanity and future generations. And these warmongers, you know, destroy the earth with whatever is in it. And they actually generate extreme poverty, and people from all walks of life cannot live in such a horrible world they created on earth. And you know, these warmongers kill innocent civilians in order to acquire more wealth and worldly prosperity. So they even do not care about life of living things. They have unfortunately developed advanced weapons to create mass killing in no time. So a lot of people in the world are either refugees or displaced because of the wars and conflicts created by these warmongers. I can call them capitalism and imperialism. So many people in the world are hungry too, as the result of conflicts backed by these blood drinkers. So this is the true face of capitalism. So here we have a great contrast between what these imperialism and capitalism do and what Islam offers people in the world. And this can act as a criteria for even naive people to come to this understanding that there is a religion in the world that is supporting peace, tranquility, and comfort. And this religion is very much compassionate towards even those disbelievers or even non-believers. So we have to be very much cautious with the pictures that is produced in the world that Islam is following a barbaric policies and is attacking other religions, attacking other nations, and bringing immorality to the lands. This is absolutely wrong, and it is not acceptable. So we Muslims condemn violence and terrorism, but I think in order to address terrorism, we must address the roots of this plague. Wealth is unfortunately concentrated in the hands of a few. And I believe that the greater the poverty and inequality, the greater discrimination, which encourages violence. So those superpower countries that are putting the blame on the religion of Islam, they have to look back into their own actions, because they have applied discriminatory, rules and regulations upon the general public, and it actually encouraged people to go towards violence.
Today we ask, are Muslims barbaric at war? Winter time, when it's ice cold and everything looks as though it's been coated in a layer of icing. This is the best time to have snowball fights. Although all this happens in good fun, sometimes snowball fights can become ugly really fast, especially when some throw ice balls. Although all agree that ice balls are just brutal and made to injure the other enemy badly, who or what is there to ensure fair play? As a matter of fact, it's easy to get carried away when one side does not play fairly. Sometimes, one might want to retaliate in an equally mean way. But then the situation would really escalate and get out of hand. This is why Islam has introduced and has always stood firmly behind something called war ethics. Perhaps the most important point in Islamic war ethics is that one should never start a war, and that war should only be fought in defense and as a last resort. Islam widely discourages war because it is the cause of damage to humans and also the environment. This is why Islam also prohibits hurting any animals or the environment when it does come to war. In some cases in war, it also comes to the point where both sides might take prisoners. In both cases, however, Islam preaches that the prisoners have to be treated well. Maybe they will see reason and fight for the correct cause. Just as important as not mistreating prisoners is the importance of not hurting the fallen and injured any further than they already are. Islam keeps this ruling in high regard because the only instance that Islam allows war is as a last resort against unfairness. What good would it do to hurt the fallen and the injured any further? And since Islam has always been a global, time-embracing, and universal religion, it also grants diplomatic immunity to enemy envoys. Messengers are thus under no circumstance to be attacked. But most importantly, Islam preaches peace and actually shuns the idea of war and always strives towards never starting a war. If it does come to a war, then a quick end with the least injuries is always preferred in Islam, since peace is always the best option for everyone involved. So why not bury the hatchet in a fight you have with someone? Peace is always best.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. And, you know, some people say that warmonger or terrorist is highly, a very negative word and negative terms for those who engage in warfare and violence for naked aggression akin to criminality. So here we have to be careful. And unfortunately, people in other parts of the world, I mean, non-religious or those bigots called Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, whose legacy everybody knows that extend even beyond the battlefield. A warmonger had, or sometimes they call him terrorist, is to call defending fundamental freedoms and human rights as warmongering and terrorism. So, this is not only historically wrong, it has severe repercussions in terms of marginalizing Muslims and the Islamic faith. So they have applied these double standard policies in order to bring the Islamic faith into a corner and limit its growth around the world. So, if the world generally wants to decipher the root causes of extremism and extremist violence and seek real solution, it needs to disseminate true legacy of the founder of the Islamic faith and emphatically remove it from the extremist narration and narratives. So I simply want to say that Prophet Muhammad was the most influential person in history because not only was he successful as a religious leader, but also as a peacekeeper. So you can see that the UN is running a lot of peacekeeping missions around the world in order to keep the peace and maintain peace and tranquility. But 14 centuries ago, Prophet Muhammad was actually the greatest peacekeeper in the world and was giving this ideology to everyone that peacekeeping is the most important mission of the people on earth. So, there is a great evidence to this. A testimony is very much important. And, everybody is familiar with Gandhi, the greatest peaceful protester of the history of India. So he praised Prophet Muhammad in this regard. He said that I became more than ever convinced that it was not the sword that actually won a place for Islam in those days in the scheme of life. It was the rigid simplicity, the utter self, the self effacement of the Prophet, the scrupulous regard for pledges, and his intense devotion to his friends and followers, and of course his intrepidity, his fearlessness, his absolute trust in God and in his own mission. So these and not the sword carried everything before them and surmounted every obstacle. So Gandhi honored Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Islam as a peaceful religion. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, never advocated a militant rebellion against his persecutors. So here we can see that how much the religion of Islam, and particularly the Prophet Muhammad as the founder of this religion, was kind and offered compassion to his to those people who made him really suffer his life. So everybody is familiar that Prophet Muhammad was born in a multi-ethnic community with Jewish tribes, polytheists, and some Christians. He was a believer in the biblical prophets and monotheistic, and he was raised in a polytheist society. So the Muslim community at that time was new, and the Muslims converts were actually from all backgrounds. And the most important thing that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, never compromised his principles and advocacy for physical and worldly matters. So this profile and circumstance made him the ideal leader for the Prophet, for the people of that time. So here we can see that how much the religion of Islam and the founder gave its greatest attention to peace, tranquility, and compassion in the universe. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story of our biggest fears. It can reach you with no warning. Yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving.